I learned in life, Samaj, that the best thing to do is do what makes you happy, because people are not going to like you and people are going to talk about you no matter what you do. If you love them, you're the best, you're the greatest. And then the moment you don't, like your mother can say, I love my son. He is so good. He's the best. He's the best. I love him. He's the best thing to happen to me. And I want him to be a doctor and he's so good. And boom, watch what happened. Then she says, then you tell mom, wait a minute. I don't want to be a doctor. But wait a minute. You don't want to, but see, you're not mommy's favorite anymore. But mom, you love me. You said I'd be, but now you're not doing what I want you to do now. You see? So you can even disappoint your own parents following your vision. You know? So you might as well do that, because you're not going to make everybody happy. And people are always trying to put themselves in that position. Just like you, when you start, get ready for the comments and stuff, and people being like, oh, why do you say that? What do you mean? You know, and when I tell you, this is what, use the IP Kingdom deflect strategy. Where's yours at?
Welcome guys to Keep Me Inspired. My name is Shivatma Chennai and I am your host for this show. Every 15 days, I will be interviewing today's most inspiring and successful personalities who will range from CEOs, YouTubers, authors, and other change makers in order to help you to make early life-changing decisions and realize your true worth. Hello everyone, today in this episode 6, you are gonna listen to Afi Kingdom. This episode was meant to be a podcast but turned out to be a one-on-one mentorship. Even me personally gonna listen to this episode again and again and again. This recording was done on Zoom, so expect a bit audio trouble. Put your earphone and enjoy our conversation. Hey, brother.
Hey. It seems like that's better anyway. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm good. Last time
everything clear? You can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Huh?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Good. Yeah. Cool. Where's my... Are you recording now or no?
Yeah, I'm recording right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right, cool.
Last time when I spoke to you, I was not knowing about podcast. And recently I started. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? Does it make you feel good talking to the people from about different things?
Yeah, it just taught me so many things by speaking to 5 different people.
How do you go about getting your guests?
I just try Instagram, Facebook, and all the social media possible, and also emails.
Good. So the reason why I asked you that is the proof of point. See, my man Samaj, he really wants to be a successful podcaster, because the reason why I'm saying this is because for me, a lot of guys ask me like, oh, how'd you get him over? How'd you get that content creator? He's bigger than you. How'd you get him to do an interview with you? Because I have an abundance mindset and I'm not scared to put myself out there for it. No, a lot of people, they want to do these things in their head, but they're scared of what, when they put something out there, that they're going to get rejected, which stops them from doing it. You see, so even you reaching out to people, some people are scared to do that. They just want the people to come to them and make them a cool video. Like, it doesn't happen. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. And for, because you know, people, there's people who I send a message when I had 500 subscribers, they left me on red and now they hit me up. Oh yeah, I like your content. I remember them leaving me on red though. I remember them not responding. And it's just funny because I know the same information and just how much status is in control of everything. Just like you, when you get 1,000 followers, people are going to come asking you. And it's just kind of, you know what I mean? And it just comes from just doing it. People always ask, like, what's the best way to start? I say, just do it. Like, oh, I need to get all this mixer and equipment. Get stuff as you're doing it. Upgrade as you're doing it. Because what's going to happen is people have this vision, right? They have this vision of what they want things to be. So they say, okay, I want to start a podcast. I want this kind of background. I want this kind of camera. I want this kind of graphics. And then so they have that fixated in their mind, and then it never gets done because they have this vision, but they can't see it, right? So, and then even if they do get these things that they ask for, okay, I got the fancy camera there. I got the earphones. I got the sound system. I got the mixer. Now I put a video out, nobody watches it. Guess what? They're going to stop. You see? They stop because they had this vision of what they wanted to be, and then they got all these things together, and then I'm here now and no one's listening. See, you just need to just get out there and do it. Improve as you're going along. And then that way, when you have all your fancy production and you have all your stuff, you actually know what you're doing. Because guess what, Samaji? I can give you all the production stuff you want. You still don't know what you're doing until you start doing it, correct?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. You don't know what you're doing until you start doing it.
Exactly.
That's the way it goes. Yeah. You can read it. Oh, this is how you do it. Cool. But can you do it, though? Just like me. Just because I know information doesn't make me a teacher. I can be as smart as I want to be. Me being able to get the listener or you to understand what I'm saying is a skill, you know? So, you know, that's the main thing. Because I used to listen to podcasts, but I never considered making my own initially. You know, teaching was always something I wanted to do. Podcasting is something that I wanted to do, but I didn't see the resources in the network to be able to start it myself. So it wasn't nothing that I was pursuing. It kind of pursued me. And that's what happens when you're on your purpose and you're on your goals. The things that you want, they're going to come to you through your journey. They're going to come through your journey. Just like you met me. You met me for a reason. You know what I'm saying? You could have met me 5 years ago. You could have met, but the time that you met me, we were both on the right path. It's for an exchange. You gave me something, yeah. I gave you something.
When I met you, you were just starting with one book, and today you are author of 4 books, plus you are writing more.
Yeah, and I'm already, yeah, when I finish this, like I seen you, you know, I had these, I think I might only do one or two next year. What I want to do is I want to gradually, see, I'm the type of person, I just like to have it done. Just like, as you know, I had an audio book for The Dominant Mindset of a King done, but I don't even want to release it until next year. But I just like to know that it's done. You know, people be like, why you don't rest? You just did one. Why you don't wait till next year? Because I don't want to, because I have these ideas. See, you're telling me the way you want to do it. That's the way you want to do it. You want to write a book every 5 years? Then that's fine for you. I got these ideas of mine. See, now I'm going into teacher mode. Now you feel it. You see, you feel the energy through the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it the way you want to do it. How are you going to tell? People will tell you how you should do your stuff, but they can't even get to the point where you're at. You see what I'm saying? Oh, Samaj, you should do this. Okay, well, where's your podcast at? Well, I ain't got one, but if I did, okay, but if you did, until you do, you can't show me. You can't tell me. You know? That's just like me telling you about a woman that I ain't met yet. I have to deal with her. I have to see her. I have to date her. I have to be around her to tell you about her. You know? Same thing. You know? And it's another thing. And I'll tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, bro. This is the best advice I can give you about podcasting, besides being consistent, because we know that's one of the major keys. But the major thing, bro, is don't be as scared to be yourself. See, when I first started, I felt like I had to be this character. You know, like I said, before I started doing the podcast, I would do the videos. So I'm like, hey, y'all guys, so this is what we're doing now. And then, And because I thought you had to like be like that, like, oh, okay, this is this, and this is going to be this. And then once I start embracing me and start, you know, because I can be very brash and upfront. And once I start letting that out, people embraced it. And that's when I start growing. I wasn't growing when I was trying to be who I thought this is what a content creator looking sounds like. So let me try to be this, and let me try to talk about these talking points when I'm not passionate about it. Mm-hmm. Even me, I can grow my podcast faster than it's growing if I took the talking points that more people wanted to hear, but I like speaking about what I'm passionate about. Because it makes me happy. So I can touch less people, but I'm more self-gratificated because I'm doing what I love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always tell, like, guys, they know I'm a dater. I'm a nice looking guy. They know that I deal with women. And they ask me about the dating a lot, even though my Instagram is called Dominance Mindset Raw Game. My book, Dominance Mindset of a King. It's about the mindset. But guys, they just want, oh, I want girls. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That mindset, because that mindset stuff is cool. But okay, how I get a date? And I'm telling them, if you get the mindset right, the dates are going to come. You want me to tell you what to say to this woman? Once you find something that you are passionate about, it's going to make you attractive. Mm-hmm. Women will see that. People will see that. Not only will it bring women in your life, it's going to bring people in your life too. Because you're working towards something. A lot of people feel like in life that they have to have another person in order to be complete. But the key to success is completing yourself first. Because if you don't complete yourself first, then you come reliant on someone else for you to feel whole. You want to feel whole already, and then whatever somebody comes, it's just bonus. But guess what? If you lose that person, you're still whole. Wow. You know? That's why people are in relationships and get married. Yeah, you like that, huh? And then they lose their person, they lose their girl, and they can't function in life anymore. Because they weren't whole. Mm-hmm. You know? They weren't whole. But even the first time I talked to you, I asked you, are you in a relationship? Ooh. You got kids, keep it that way. I told you so much. Get your stuff together first. That stuff will come. Don't be trying to be a hopeless romantic searching for love till you're 30 and then you didn't accomplish none of your goals. You know?
Brother,
what are you thinking right now? Because you got, I can tell you're thinking something in your face. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Like, what's
on your mind? What do you think about what I said?
You are completely yourself. Huh? Like, you are not, yeah, you are completely yourself. You are not trying to fake yourself. You are just telling out whatever you think. Like, I think telling the truth is a very important thing.
Mm-hmm. And then when people get to know you, they know the real you. They don't know the person who you pretended to be. And then you get discouraged because once you start letting out the real you, they don't like you, but you shouldn't have been faking from the beginning. You know? I learned in life, Samaj, that the best thing to do is do what makes you happy, because people are not going to like you and people are going to talk about you no matter what you do. If you love them, you're the best, you're the greatest. And then the moment you don't, like your mother can say, I love my son. He is so good. He's the best. He's the best. I love him. He's the best thing to happen to me. And I want him to be a doctor, and he's so good. Boom. Watch what happened. Then she says, then you tell mom, wait a minute. I don't want to be a doctor. But wait a minute. You don't want to, but see, you're not mommy's favorite anymore. But mom, you love me. You said I'd be. Yeah, but now you're not doing what I want you to do now. You see? So you can even disappoint your own parents following your vision. You know? So you might as well do that, because you're not going to make everybody happy. And people are always trying to put themselves in that position. Just like you, when you start, get ready for the comments and stuff, and people being like, oh, why do you say that? What do you mean? You know, and when I tell you, this is what did use the Afi Kingdom deflect strategy. Where's yours at? Okay, send me the link to yours. If you don't like mine, let me see yours. It's better, right? Okay, well, send it to me. Somebody say, hicking me up. Hey, Afi Kingdom, I didn't like your book. You should have did it like this. Oh, that's what's up. Okay, let me critique your book. Oh, you don't have one. Oh.
Like everyone like okay, to well, suggest.
You get one, then you tell me. Oh, you don't have one. Oh, you do have one, but it's in your head still. Oh, it's still in your head. Oh, okay. So you don't have one then. Oh, okay. That's my humor.
So if they have one, they would have respected yours.
Yeah, because it's like you haven't even got to the step that I'm at. So you don't know how it is, you know? If like I say, I can't tell you about college. Oh, college is hard. They give you a lot of homework. You're going to lose a lot of sleep at night, all of this. And you'd be like, did you go to college? No, but I'm just saying no. Well, then you don't know. Hey, Samaj, you know what? Having a pet is hard. You know, they always pee all over the house. They always leave dog fur all over the house. Oh, and this is Samaj telling me, oh, Afi Kingdom, what's your pet's name? Oh, well, I don't have one. I just know. See? You see how stupid it sounds when you break it down? You can't feed into people's opinions because they're just that, you know? I'm sorry, this didn't became a coaching call.
So,
read it up. Yeah.
So anyway, they will comment you, whether you be yourself or you be someone else. Comment is, they will definitely comment you anyway. So you chose to be yourself right. Instead.
I got a thing. When people come in my lot, like, you know, I do the videos, but when people, because actually my audience gets mad at me for it. But I'll tell you why I do it. I'll tell you the psychology behind it. So, you know, people can leave videos, comments on your videos, negative comments. But when I do live shows, you know, they have the live chats. So just like yesterday, you can go back and watch that show. Matter of fact, it's the last show that I did. Watch it. And you can see. And maybe when you start doing live shows, you can take this strategy and just tweak it to your liking, right? So somebody came in the chat. So we were talking about this. There was a big thing about these rappers, Gucci Mane and Young Jeezy. I don't know if you know them, but they had this little battle or whatever the other day. It broke the internet. And, you know, we talked about that. And then somebody came in my chat and was like, oh, are you gay? And I said, yeah, I'm gay. I'm happy. But the thing is, it's like, you coming in talking about sexuality when we're talking about two rappers battle. So my thing is, when people come with that energy, what do they want, Samaj? They want attention. Well, the thing is, I give them attention, but I give them the attention they don't want. So I make a mockery of whatever they say. Like, oh, yeah, uh-huh. What did I tell them yesterday? Yeah, I'm gay, but at the same time, you're gay too because you came to look at me. And you're continuously coming back. So if you want to be in my comment chat, if you want to be in my chat room, you got to pay me now. If the next comment ain't a super chat money, then you're going to get blocked. So I put them in the space like, okay, since you want to be a part of the show, now you got to pay now. And if you don't, I'm going to block you and then you can never talk again. You know, and then people in the chat laugh at them. So it's like, okay, y'all got a show. Now I'm talking about you. And then the people are talking about you. And then you can't rebuttal because I block you. So you want attention? Fine. You're going to get attention and you'll never be able to speak again. So you know, I don't have to worry about them coming back. Keep doing it. Okay. You got your attention. Now we back to the show. Because people be saying, no, you ignore it. Like, no, I don't want to ignore it. Because what happens is, it sets the tone for new viewers. So if somebody else is watching and they're thinking about saying something crazy, they know what's going to happen because they've seen it happen to somebody else. So it's the same thing that I do at work with the kids. You set the tone and set example through one person for everyone to see. you know, because I have integrity, and I like to avoid confrontation, but I'm not scared of confrontation. If that makes sense. I like to avoid it, but I'm not scared of it. You're not gonna come to my platform and punk me, and be the star of my show. Not gonna let it happen, you know, because when you create content, this computer basically becomes your virtual home. Do you let people come respect that? You're gonna let people come throw eggs on it anytime they want to? Then you're gonna have an egg house after a while. Hey, go ahead and throw eggs at Samaja's house. He don't do nothing. Just keep, you know. So you guys are the standard.
If you allow one person, you know, everyone else will continue that.
Exactly. It'll be a chain of events, you know. Because some people have really disrespectful chats. I've been to big content creators, and the whole chat just comes there to talk about the person. I'm not having that. You guys gonna listen to what I got to say, or you can bounce, you know, because your content's not gonna be for everyone, but you want the people to watch your stuff to appreciate it, you know. And I'm telling you, and you can mark my words on this. I told you this before, and I don't know if you didn't believe me, but I said, man, what you did for me, you know, we're lifelong friends, and you can test and do that. So like when you get big, me and you can have a show together. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, some people you meet and you cross paths with, you know, and some people you meet and you grow with. And I feel like, well, actually we've grown together already. You know, I wouldn't just PC you later and that's it. Like we still talk in between, you know what I mean? Business or non-business. I don't be like, hey, what do I only do, you know? So the bigger we grow together. You know what I'm saying? It may be time for you to write another book, you know?
Yeah, even you inspired me to do my podcast.
See? And like I said, that's what I'm saying. That's how life goes, brother, because it just happened. See, people search. The energy you put out, it will come back to you. You will find the people. If it's love, if I'm looking for love, if I'm looking for love or looking for a relationship and I'm dating, I'm going to ignore all the red flags because I just want that position. If I want to have a job as a, I don't know, astronaut, if that's what I'm fixated on, there may be red flags that tell me that's something you may not want to do, but I'm just going to do it anyway because that's what I want to do. Like, you know, when you stop searching for things, just like my dog, a star on the internet. Everybody knows who my dog is by name. I've had people send him clothes, but he was put in my life. Now, I was always familiar with this dog. My dog, come here, Lynx. Come here. Now he don't want to come because I want him. If I didn't want him, he'd be right here under me. Now that I want him, he's just going to take his mighty time. But no, my sister, he was my sister's dog for years. So I didn't have him since he was a baby, but I knew him since he was a baby. You know what I mean? So he wasn't like a straggler dog I just came up on. I'm familiar with my dog, but it was my sister's dog first. So he was in the family. And then she gave him to me. So I was already familiar with him. He just didn't live with me, but you know, I would go to her house every weekend and interact with him. But it's funny, bro, is because even though I knew this dog, and this is power right here. I knew this dog for 3 years before I brought him home. When I brought him home, he's a whole different dog. He's not the same dog that when I used to see him every single weekend, play with him for hours. When he lived here, he's a totally different, his energy is different. The way he plays is different, everything. And that just shows you the power of energy and the power of presence. You know, my energy and my presence made him a whole different animal. He don't act the same. And like I say, it wasn't like this dog was around for 3 years before I took him home. And he's a totally different dog now. You know? And that's because I rubbed off on him. you know. So guess what, Samaj? When you're in your journey of life, if you're around successful people, guess what they're going to do? Rub off on you. Rub off on you. Don't feel entitled to try to bring your friends on this journey, brother. I'm telling you this right now. I know in the perfect world, it would seem like, oh, like me, my friend. Say I got a friend named John and I got a friend named Bob. And we went to first grade together. And oh, yeah, me, John, and Bob, we're going to be friends for life. And then we're going to be all rich and successful and live in this big old mansion and just be. That sounds good, but it don't happen that way.
Even they should be ready. They should be ready to upgrade.
You have to be around, and it's good for you. See, I like I say, and I tell you again, I know sometimes people, because people have told me this, sometimes people may want to hit me up for advice or something, and they'd be like, oh, I didn't want to call you because I think you're busy or something. I am busy, but I'll make you a priority. So anytime you need to reach out to me, you know, we got the time thing, but there is never going to be a time, Samaj, that you reach out to me and I'm not going to reply. I promise you that. It don't matter if I'm busy or not. You know what I'm saying? I can have a girl on my lap and I'll be like, all right, when I finish with this, I'm going to. You know, so real talk. So, yeah, because you cannot. And I will say this, you will one key gem for you two is I wouldn't necessarily say try to motivate with your friends, but try to find you someone else who's kind of into it too. That way you can exchange ideas with. Because like me, if I got a friend who is a boxer, right? And I might be like, hey, I got this cool idea for a video. Listen to this. What is he going to say? Oh, that's what's up. Good. Yeah. Go ahead. No, I want somebody to care about what I'm trying to say. And they only care about it if they're invested in it too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just like you could hit me up and you could be like, man, I want to do a video about this, Afi, but what's the angle I should do? And I'll tell you, oh, okay, well, this is how you should do it. First, you should have it like this. 5 minutes intro, and boom, 7 minutes introduction, boom, then talk about the family, boom, then talk about the success, boom, bring it around 10 minutes to the end. I could do that for you. And you see, like that, like I just mapped out a whole show in my head by time frame. I'm an intelligent guy. Really though, but you got, you know, so it's just good. Like, shout out to my brother, Lawrence D. Adams, like, and RPC, like we do the same thing, and I can talk to those guys and then even vent to them, because when you start creating content, it can be overwhelming. And I don't know if you plan on doing it, but because it may happen for you. You know what? I'm gonna manifest this to you. This is what's gonna happen with you, because I know how it happened for me. And I'm a good judge of character. So you may not even plan on being the coach, but I'm telling you, you're going to be one. I know. How do I know this? I know this because you got a good spirit. And once your following grows, I'm telling you, once your following grows, people will start reaching you. You may not even have no intent on this. I'm going to tell you how it's going to happen for you, because I feel your spirit. Once your following grows, people are going to start reaching out to you for advice and help. And once you help this person, you may not get it. You help this second person, then the third person, you're going to be like, people really value my opinion. And you're going to like the feedback that they give you from the advice that you gave them. And you're going to be coaching guys too. Promise you. This time next year, let's just guesstimate, say it's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. So on Thanksgiving 2021, you're going to be a bigger podcaster and you're going to be coaching too.
Wow. I just had some of the thoughts of this, but I didn't know how to do and what to do. But now when you are telling me this, I really feel that I will be doing this.
Yeah. See, it's that spirit and that energy. And then once you feed off of that, you want more of it. you want more of it, you know. Even even for me, it's hard to date, and I can date easy because, you know, I have good awareness. I'm a handsome guy and I have game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But a woman doesn't respect the hustle and grind of it. They see you having a good time doing something and they think that it's easy because they see you enjoy doing it. Just because I enjoy it doesn't mean it's easy. You know, there's times where I'm on the phone for this content creator wants to collaborate. Boom. He may call me, say he called me right now and I'm doing this right now. So boom. So we're doing this. So say me and you are on this for another hour. Boom. So then after that, I got to call him back. So then I got to talk to him for an hour. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. Then we talk for an hour, but then we actually got to make the video. So that's going to be another 2 hours. So we 5 hours in the day right now. Then guess what? Somebody, I'm going to book the consultation for some text game. Oh, well, damn, that's another hour right there. So that's how your days go. So it's not like having a job where, you know, a woman, she meets you. Oh, okay. 9 to 5, you're off. Okay. What we doing? You off. Don't work like that. Like just shit the other day. I was supposed to go to this, and you know, shout out to you, babe. You're probably mad because you're going to listen to this later. You're going to be mad about it. I'm talking about your ass too. So yeah. So we were supposed to go to, Boomers, which is a place where they have go-karts and miniature golf and stuff, right? So we were supposed to go there and spend the day there. And then I canceled. Why? Because I told her I got consultation. Well, you can't make it. You can't do it later. No, he scheduled it for this time because it's like, okay, I can spend time with you and make no money and spend money.
Well,
right. Cause I'm gonna pay for it. So I'm going, you know, so I got to take time out, go here and pay for it and lose money. I'm gonna take the $250 for the 1 hour. So she's looking at it like, oh, you putting money before me, whatever. Like I can talk on the phone, you know, you're going to be mad anyway. So I cannot make the $250 and then we can go to this place and then I'm spending money to get there and then we get into a fight. You see? So I didn't spend money, lost money, killed my vibe, and didn't get this money. You see? You know?
This people don't see.
Mm-hmm. And I know you listening too. I can tell you just learning from listening. This is going to be a video or a podcast that you're going to reference again. I promise you. Even though you're doing it, yeah, I'm going to listen to this one again.
This is just like a e-learning course for me right now. I never expected this podcast to go this beautiful. Like I am learning so many things.
Yeah, man. You know, it's all about you right now. I'm here to give, and I lived a lot of life. And even me, like I was gonna go back to school and be a principal. And now it's weird because it's not only the fact that I don't want to do that. I laugh at the thought of me going to do that. It's a whole different thing. So it's not like, oh, I changed my mind. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm laughing like I wanted to do that. Hell no. I want to be at home, make friends online, talk to cool people, and make money. That's what I want to do from home. You know what I'm saying? You know that's a job. It's a six-figure job, but I know people online that make six figures in 1 week, you know, doing this type of stuff. But it takes time, though, because you're not going to come in making that. You're not going to come in and thinking, because I'm a hotshot guy, give me 6 months, I'm going to be on. No, it takes time. All these guys, Seth Rogen and all these people, it took them years to get where they're at. You know, Tyler Perry, we didn't see when they were growing. We didn't see the times where they wanted to quit. We just see the success, and we envy that,
mm-hmm.
You know? People come to my YouTube and say, oh, that's your big deal. You got 20,000 subscribers. Well, I remember when I had 7 subscribers. I remember, you know? I remember putting out videos and they would get 3 views. I can stop or I can keep going. If I would have stopped, I wouldn't be here talking to you. I wouldn't be an author. I wouldn't be doing these things, you know? And I'm not done yet. I got plenty more life to live and plenty more things to do. Real talk, bro.
What keeps you motivated, bro? Whatever you are doing. What keeps you pushing?
No, I hear you. I'm chasing the moment. I'm chasing the moment when I wake up in the morning, I say, I'm gonna cancel my job. When I can hit them up and be like, school district, yeah, how do I pull out my retirement? Because I don't need this job no more. Chasing the moment where I'm living abroad in Bali or Dubai. And I talked about it to my camera years ago. And now I'm in the place, living abundantly, you know, the lifestyle that I know I can live. You know, I don't have any children, so there's nothing really tying me down. The moment where I say, Mama, I told you I was going to buy you a house. And I do that for her. I'm living for those moments. Yeah, that's what keeps me motivated. That's what keeps me motivated. Because it's not even the moment, it's the feeling I know I'm gonna get when I do that. Because there's a feeling of completion and admiration to yourself when you complete any goals. If you're supposed to wash clothes on Monday and here it is Wednesday and you haven't washed clothes and you finally wash your clothes, even that's something you were supposed to do, you still feel accomplished after you did it. You know? So you feel accomplished off everything that you do. You know? So the key is to keep doing shit. And that's how you feel fulfilled. Yeah. That's what I think.
Brother, can you
take it all in?
No, I can't take all in. I'm trying to, you gave so much knowledge in very short time. I will watch this video again to understand everything again and again.
Yeah. Even that, personally, I feel I've made content just as good as content that I watch. We're doing this podcast now. Now, you may look at it as just a conversation or another episode, but understand that somebody is going to listen to this and is going to change their life, bro. The same way, what I do? I watched a podcast last night with 2 rappers. It was, I don't know if you know him, but it's a guy, a rapper named T.I. and the rapper about Busta Rhymes and T.I. They did a podcast. They were just having a conversation about longevity. Now I was able to get a lot of information from that, you know, but it just seems like something because both of those guys happen to be famous. I don't feel like my information just isn't as good. Like, you know, people be like, you watch this podcast and you watch that podcast and you know what I tell them? I don't know. My podcast is the best podcast. I don't think there's no other podcast more entertaining than mine. It's just that I'm not going to wait until YouTube or network TV to tell me I'm the best. And then I believe it. I believe it now. I provide value. I provide consistency. I provide education. I provide entertainment. I provide perspective, and I give it to you raw. There's nobody doing all of that. You know? Even like my intro sometimes, you know, I'll play an intro that'll pivot right into the topic. Visual, I give you a visual before we even start talking. See, they're not doing it like that. They're just coming on here arguing and talking and stuff. They have no point or direction to what they're saying. I have point and direction in everything that I say. It may sound like I'm just saying this, this, and this, but trust me. Look, let me see. Right here, it says 10 o'clock in the morning. So I'm talking at 10:02 in the morning, but my mind is already at 2:37 in the morning. I'm already 15 minutes ahead. You know, my thoughts aren't complacent. They're off, and they continuously move. You know, so
how do you understand life?
It's really a mind.
No, how do you understand your life? Like so much knowledge. How did you gain that about your life?
I've always just been a thinker, bro. And I've always been a thinker and a reflective person. Like, I think about everything. Every situation that I'm in, I think about it. Every downfall I have, I think about it. Every time that I'm in an uncomfortable situation, I think about it. See, some people don't think about what's actually going on. Some people don't think about what's going on. They just experience what's going on. They experience what happens to them. I try to create the experiences. You know, that's what I try to do. You know, because when you create, you can control. When you create, you control. So that's the way it goes, you know. So I just do a lot of reflecting. Most people only reflect just like praying. They only reflect when bad things happen. Because their whole goal is to try to fix it. But if you would have been reflecting before things were happening, things have may never been broke. You know? A car doesn't break down without symptoms. There's always signs. There's always things that are telling you, pay attention to this. You just choose to ignore them. You know? So always assess yourself constantly. If I have a good day, I think about how to have a better day. You know, try not to let things that you can't control, control you.
Like,
some things are just going to happen.
Okay.
You know, don't get invested in possibilities. People will get too invested in the possibilities of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, COVID. Oh, I don't want to go outside. Da, da, da. I don't know. It will keep you on defense mode. You don't want to drive your whole life based on the brake. Right? You don't want to keep driving and you're hitting brake all the time. You want to be able to drive so you can get where you need to go. You know, it's okay to be. Can you see me? Can you hear me?
Yes, bro, I can hear you, but I can't see you right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Yeah, so what were you saying, brother?
Can you see me, brother?
No, I can't see you right now. Got you. All good.
You were talking about COVID situation.
Yeah, like you can't live life in resistance. Sometimes you just gotta go for it. Sometimes you just gotta see what happens. You have to see what happens. your journey to success. Yeah,
I think
you gotta make sacrifices.
There is some network issue in my area.
It's fine. Just be prepared for it. You know, be prepared for it. Be prepared to be discouraged. Be prepared to have days where you want to give up. Well, you know, we all had these, but the key word I'm using is be prepared for it. See, people know these things, but they don't prepare for it. It just happens and they react to it. Be prepared, you know. Load your guns. We get ready for war. Because it's going to be a journey, man, for sure.
How do you handle your failures, bro? How do you handle them, bro? There are moments when you fail, right? So how do you handle your failure?
Think about why. What am I supposed to learn from this? It's all about perception. So say for instance, I have a friend and he crosses me, you know, does something unloyal. I won't beat myself up about how unloyal this person was, how they, you know, just went against whatever it is that we had. I look at it more like, you know, I'm on a journey towards greatness, and the negative energy was peeled from me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't look at it like a loss. Like, oh, why did I lose this person? It's a lesson. There's never losses. There's only lessons. You know, so instead of looking at it like, oh, this person did wrong to me, I look at it like the universe got rid of this person for me. You know, just, I'm telling you, it's the people, the way people think, people don't think about it the way that they need to. The way that you think can kill you or make you stronger. Oh. You know. And the cold part about it is you're in control of that. No one else can control the way that you think other than you. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's what I say about that, bro.
Brother, there is a common misunderstanding among my friends that there is a misconception about NoFap, right? Like some mm-hmm. people believe it as good habit and some people believe it as bad habit. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to make this conversation a bit awkward, but still I think this point needs to be touched.
No, I mean, it's funny because I talk about that kind of stuff. I just didn't expect you to say it. I know NoFap is a common theme, but I didn't know that you knew what that was, because this is the slang term and everything. You know, that's why it's just funny. Like, how you know that?
Because the people I'm surrounding, most of them say it is a good habit because they can't give it up. So they are trying to make others also. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't expect. So what do I think about NoFap?
Yeah.
NoFap is good. I practice NoFap and semen retention too. It has its benefits. But I, at the same time, I don't feel like if you want to fap, it's okay. Just don't let it take over your life. Because you cannot get shit done if you're draining yourself all day. I want to go back and look at this and see how my face was when you said that, because that totally threw me off. Like, how do you know that? I don't know what that is. That's like YouTube term, right? Yeah, I know what it is, but how you know what it is? That's funny. So you know cold approach, you know these words too, because that's what we saying.
No, I don't know much about this, but I have been reading self-development books and came across these terms and all.
Don't let anything control your life though, whether it's fapping or drugs or food or whatever. Nothing, no, don't let nothing over just overwhelm you and just take over. You gotta be controlling yourself. That was funny though.
You didn't expect me asking that question.
Yeah, it was funny. Just you don't let anything control though. It's okay to indulge in things, but just don't let it control you. That's all. You know, because some people take it too far. Some people get into it, they won't even leave the house. You know what I mean? just milking it all day. Just milking it all day. Yeah, man. So yeah, to each his own. I'm the type of person, I don't judge people though, really. I let people be who they are. You know, that's one thing I can say about me. I don't try to, I will sometimes try to upgrade someone, but I won't try to change people. And I accept people who I expect people, I excuse me, I accept people for who they are because I know the feeling of not being accepted for who you are. So, you know, how they say treat people how you want to be treated, it's the same sort of thing.
What are your life's key learning, bro? Like, what will you suggest a 20-year-old to do this if it was five things to remember?
The first thing is be consistent. The second thing is anyone who doubts you, cut them off. You can use it as inspiration to fuel you to your success, but don't get stuck trying to sell your vision to someone else for their validation. So you want to do podcasts, cool. So you can tell your homies, hey, I want to be a podcaster. If they're not on board, don't try to get them on board. No, look, just look, it's going to be cool. I'm going to be great. I'm going to make millions of dollars. Like, just you put it out there. And if they're on it, hey, what's up with the podcasting? Then you'll know who's your real friend because people will follow up with you. Hey, what's up with that podcast you told me you was going to start? Did you start it yet? Why you didn't send me an episode? See, that's a real friend. You know, so don't waste your time trying to sell your dreams to other people for them to motivate you. You got to motivate yourself. And what's going to happen is when they see your success, they're going to ask how you got there. And then you got them. That's the second thing. The third thing is prepare to be bored. I mean, not when I say bored, obviously we're talking about purpose and passion. And we're talking about purpose and passion, so it wouldn't necessarily you would assume like, well, that's not boring, because it's my purpose and passion. But what I'm saying is, it's not always going to be exciting, and sometimes we get redundant. Like there are certain days and certain weeks, like some of the days seem the same. You know, you get up. You eat your egg whites, you do your 10 push-ups, you go to school from this time to this time, from this time to this time, you walk your dog, from this time to this time, you do this, during this time to this time, you do this, then you go to bed. And then the next day is the exact same. So you got to get used to that because it's routine. It's like if you want to lose weight, I can lose weight and be on a strict diet. And I can lose weight on not being on a strict diet. Which one you think is going to be more effective? The more strict routine one.
Second
You
one.
know, so just know that there's days where you're not, there's going to be days and it's going to be weeks when you're not having no fun, but you're grinding. Like I like writing books, but guess what? The best thing about writing a book is when you're finished. You put a lot of work in fast, but when you're done, it's over. I don't have to spend time on it anymore. So I can say, put it like this. I can write a book and I can write 20 minutes a day for a year to complete it, right? or I can give it 3 hours a day for 2 months and get it done. You know? So it's like, so even though I sacrifice all this time in a short period of time, I'm done now. So you're still doing your 20 minutes a day. And so after like 3 months, hey, what are you doing, Afi? Oh, I'm going out. What you doing? Oh, I'm writing on this book. Oh, well, I'm done with mine. So I'm going to just go over here. See? So even though I sacrificed all that time, I'm finished. You're still working on it. Mm-hmm. Fourth thing, find you some people who like the same things that you do and have similar goals. Finding your tribe. It's the easiest way of support and it's free. And the thing too is once you find your tribe or you find people who really influence you and encourage you, it detracts people who are not like that. So it's I'm so used to positive energy and people like saying you're great or I like you and all this type of stuff that when people give me negative energy, it don't even feel right. Like I want it away gone because I'm not used to it. I'm used to this positive experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's the fourth thing. I say the last thing. Think about your dreams every day. When you wake up, when you meditate, envision yourself where you want to be, and you do it before you go to bed too. Because the more, whatever you spend your thoughts will become you. Whatever you spend your time around will become you. You are what you spend your time around. You are what you think. You are what you feel. So if I want to be successful, and that's all that I think about, and that's all who I talk about, and that's all the people who I'm around me talks about, I have no choice but to be that. So those are your five things.
Oh, this will definitely help me. And I listened it at the right time.
Perfect, man. It's my pleasure, man. That's what I'm here for, man. Real talk. And then for the listeners too, the listeners can get from this, they can get strategies, life skills, abundance mindset. They get all of it. And even you too, like when you listen to stuff, take notes and stuff too. Cause when you take notes, it'll make you invest in it more. You take it more serious. I tell guys, like when you, instead of watching these YouTube videos, you need to watch it like a webinar because that's actually the type of game that you get, but you're just caught into it in the entertainment because it looks like a show. Mm-hmm. But if I presented the same show and I told you it was $500 to get in, you had your pen and paper in it.
Yeah.
You know. Come here. You want to say what's up again?
What's up? I wish I could have touched it.
Yeah, so those are your five things, brother. And I'm getting there. I feel it though.
This is one of the best podcasts ever because of you kept it so original and gave it a different touch.
Go, I hear you. He just looked like he's about to go to the bathroom on the computer. I'm like, wait a minute, that's weird. What are you trying to do? Yeah, but go ahead, bro. I said, go ahead. What were you saying? What were you saying?
No, I just appreciated you for making this podcast a bit unique from all other podcasts. Because all other podcasts was like interview kind of, and this was so unique. And you just being yourself and shared all your perspective. Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing, the last thing before we finish. This may not match with you, but this matches with me. But knowing I could actually live a lifestyle, just being myself is very inspiring for my vision. You know, like, you know, say you can be a TV actor. You're acting, making a living, but you're being someone else. You're playing a character. So knowing I can live comfortably just being me is very inspiring, and it's a vision that's hard to give up on. No, real talk. Because everybody can't do that. If you can make a living just being you, then this is what you were chosen to do. Then you were chosen.
And everyone has that choice, I guess. Everyone has that choice, but no one takes that risk.
You'll get there. I'll make sure of it. So yeah, man, that's what I got to say about that. What do you want?
Thank you any so other, much for being on my show, bro. You just made my day as made my night because it's night here.
Let's go, man. Hey, anytime. Well, when ready for a part two, let me know.
Yeah, sure. I would.
I'm gonna post this up to my guys too. Whenever you finish or edit it, how you do it, I'm gonna post it too. I'm gonna put it on my channel.
Definitely, and you will notice that difference one day. That you spoke to me this day, and today I am there. I'm just like you saw something in me, and you just told some future things about me that might really happen, I guess. And I have to make that happen. It won't matter. I have to make that happen.
It'll happen. It'll happen as long as you take the and make it. That you gotta take certain words out of it. You gotta take certain words out of your vocabulary. Might, maybe, will see, hope. Throw those away. I will do when. Those are the ones you want to use. When this happens, not if this happens. Little stuff like that. You know? Am I gonna become a millionaire in 5 or 10 years? Not I hope to be one day. Oh, what's going to happen? Just when it's going to happen. You know. Tweaks like that tweak your life. Real talk. There we go. The sun is coming up now because it's becoming daytime now. Yeah, but yeah, I hope you learn from this. And any listeners, check out my books. Dominance Mindset of a King, Analytical Confusion, Finesse Game, Conversations with the Mind,
and check me out. Upcoming on book. Upcoming book is there, right?
Future Self. Oh yeah, the upcoming book is the Keys to Your Future Self, which I'm about 45% done. Actually, I can finish it this week though, because yesterday was my last day at work. So I'm on Thanksgiving break. So I'm off for work. So if I really want to finish it this week, I can finish it this week. I can just do 5 hours, you know what I mean? Instead of doing 1 hour a day, I can do 5 hours today and 5 hours tomorrow. And by the time I go back to work, I'll be done. Because I'm not going to spend my whole day, since I'm off for work, I'm not going to be watching TV all day and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be fapping all day. So yeah, it's Thanksgiving. So yeah, so I basically what, Monday, Tuesday, 5. So I got 9 days that I have free days, so I can finish it this week, you know. So yeah, check that one out too. And yeah, subscribe to the channel and follow me on Instagram at Dominance Mindset Raw Game, or you can just type in Afi Kingdom Podcast and it'll still come up. But it's all about the mindset. That's why I wanted to tell you all that, because it's true.
You're an amazing.
Much love to you. East Bay, all the way to India. That's how we do it. We real players. We, like I say before, we don't hate. We chop game and we congratulate and congregate. That's what we do. You know? So y'all take care and reach out to me.
Yes, brother.
Peace, peace, bro.
Have a nice day, bro.
You too, man. Hit me up anytime, bro. Send me in when you're done with it.
Yeah, sure, brother. Thank you.
All good. Peace.
This episode was a game changer for me, guys. Trust me when I am telling this. After this episode, I made up my mind to risk it all and be an entrepreneur. Currently, I found my passion and know exactly what I want to do in my life. To help you find yours, mail me at keepmeinspiredpodcast@gmail.com. So it's time to do something inspiring. And Afi also mentioned he's gonna come to India and meet me. I'm super excited for that day. And I want to end this podcast by repeating Afi's key message. It will be eye-opener for few, as it was eye-opener to me to find my passion in my life. Knowing I can actually live a lifestyle just being myself is very inspiring. So live your life, be yourself, and make your life a story which will make others, whoever listen to that, their life inspiring. Thank you.